Can't Beat Raven.
$2,000 is the cash jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Lucas, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. $2,000, man. Here we go.
Okay. Let's wait for that door to close so Raven can't hear us. We are in a soundproof studio. Lucas, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Sounds good.
Feeling confident?
I'm feeling confident.
I like that, Lucas. Let's do it. Number one, Jack Black and what other famous Jack rocked the SNL opening monologue this past weekend?
Oh, I saw this. Jack White?
Number two, despite the questionable reviews, Super Mario Galaxy movie had a huge opening weekend with $372 million. What letter is on Mario's red hat?
M.
Number three, Lisa Kudrow says that no one cared about her and that she was the 6th friend on the show Friends. She sang a song on the show titled Smelly What?
My mom loves this show. She'd be so mad. Smelly Cat.
And number four, the Michigan Wolverines beat UConn last night to win the NCAA championship. What's the capital of Michigan?
Lansing?
Time. I got to look back to see if it made it. Hold on.
I was hoping I did. Okay.
I don't know if it's... I got to check. All right. Number five. After The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ends on May 21st, it's going to be replaced with Comics Unleashed with what host?
David Letterman?
All right. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Hold on. I got to look back. Okay. Yeah. 4 out of 5 for Lucas.
Pretty good. Here we go. Big money, man. Let's see how I do.
Number one. Jack Black and what other famous Jack rocked the SNL opening monologue this past weekend?
Jack White.
Yep. Number two, despite the questionable reviews, Super Mario Galaxy movie had a huge opening weekend with $372 million.
That's crazy, right?
What? No, it's not crazy because, like, you want a family movie, all the kids want to go see it, you bring them to see the movie.
And it feels deeply attached to this movie because she has plumbers in her family and other reasons that's,
no,
like, crazy.
No, because I have 2 uncles named Mario and Luigi.
All right.
And so, no one ever believes that's real, but it is.
It's a real thing. One of them's a plumber, too, right?
No.
All right, never mind.
No, Uncle Mike's a plumber.
All right, Uncle Mike.
Yeah. What letter is on Mario's red hat?
That'd be M, right?
Yes. Number three, Lisa Kudrow says that no one cared about her, and she was the quote-unquote 6th friend on the show Friends.
Is she wrong?
I don't think so. I think that I disagree, but I could understand if she felt like that.
Right. I never watched the show, so casually on the outside, I did feel like she was the extra.
She sang a song on the show titled Smelly What?
Smelly Cat.
Yep.
Smelly Cat.
Smelly Cat.
It's one of the few things I know about that show.
Number four, the Michigan Wolverines beat UConn last night to win the NCAA championship. What is the capital of Michigan?
Lansing.
And number five, after The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ends on May 21st, it will be replaced with Comics Unleashed with what host?
I saw this yesterday. I don't know.
Byron Allen.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who this dude is. He's a comedian. He owns 1 million different media networks, including the Weather Channel.
I was going to say, he's involved in other stuff. I know him from something else.
Yeah. He also sued McDonald's, I think, and got like $1 billion. I don't know.
I don't know him from that.
Yeah. All right. So you guys tied it 4 today, Lucas. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I'm Lucas, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. Good game, man. $2,100 tomorrow, Anna.